Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dab. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. You know how we do it. Got my girl Janine on the line. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling. We got Lick Store already. What's up, girl?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
Networking and politicking. All right, y'all. Y'all know it's Tuesday. That's how we do it. And I'm finna act ass tonight. I'm finna tell y'all now. I'm about to vent. I don't give a damn if any woman on here listening and they don't like it. So what? We got to discuss man love.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say uh-huh like that, whatever. We have to discuss man laws. I don't think y'all quite understand what man laws are. Do y'all understand what man laws are?
Yeah, we understand.
Do you follow them?
I think some I might follow, some I don't.
That's the problem. If you don't follow all of them, then it's a problem.
Yeah, I don't follow all of them.
Whoa. If you wanted to make women laws, you should have came up with it. Tonight is man laws.
I'm just saying,
all
y'all
right.
Don't do everything we ask, so why should we do everything y'all ask of us?
Once again. Tonight is man laws. Now, if y'all want to draw some women laws up for tomorrow, I'd be glad to let y'all air whatever y'all got to air. Today is man laws. Y'all ready for man laws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about Felix? I don't hear you talking.
Let's get it. I mean, shit.
All right.
I'm doing my part.
I'm going to break this down. We're going to start with man law number one. Men are not mind readers. Why the fuck do you think we know what the fuck you're thinking? Huh? Please answer me that. How am I going to know what you're thinking? I'm not a fucking mind reader. Do you see a motherfucking turban on my head with a diamond in the middle? Do I have a handlebar mustache? Do I have a genie outfit on? I am not a mind reader. Why in the hell do you think I'm a mind reader? Can anybody get an answer to that?
I don't think that we think that you're a mind reader. I think that once you've been around me for so long, you know what I like, what I don't like.
No. See, there go your misconception right there. You answered it wrong. Wrong answer. That is not how we think. Now, if you don't say it, how in the hell do I know it? I'm not a mind reader. If you sit there and look at me and you look at something, then you look at me, then when we get home, you're going to say, well, you knew I wanted that. Why in the fuck didn't you say it?
Well, that's just the same thing. Just like we know what type of food you like and what type of food you don't like because we've been around you for so long. So if we put some...
Here we go.
Would you listen?
Once again,
we put the wrong barbecue sauce. You like Sweet Baby Ray's. We put the wrong barbecue. We know you like Sweet Baby Ray's. You could try and tell me you wouldn't be like, you should know I like Sweet Baby Ray's. You know I don't like the barbecue sauce.
Okay, I'm with her. Look, for example, you know your girl drinks. When you go to the liquor store, why do you get something for you and not nothing for her? I mean, she didn't have to ask for it.
Not be in the mood for drinking. How in the fuck do I do that?
If I said,
hey, I'm finna go to liquor store. No, if I say I'm finna go to liquor store and you don't say shit, you don't want nothing.
Okay, well, say I do want something. Say I see it. Just give me something. You know what I want.
You're trying to tell me
you wouldn't know. We have to tell you specifically what we want.
All right. If you open your mouth and say, yeah, give me something. But now, if I just come back home and you like, why you ain't bring me nothing back? Motherfucker, you didn't say you wanted nothing.
Well, that's different. No, I hate that. I really hate that.
Well, that's fine, because I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to drink some of your stuff.
What?
Yeah, you don't get attitude about that.
Oh, well. That's
what you
going to
drink mine for when you had your own, when you could have got your own?
But you didn't bring it. You didn't bring me in.
You didn't ask.
Okay, well, maybe at that time, I didn't want none. And when I saw you drinking, yours looked so good, I decided I wanted some.
Okay. I go to McDonald's, and I know you don't like the McRib, but I bring you a McRib anyway. Then you're going to look at me like, why the fuck you bring me this McRib? Then you know I like...
Did I ask you to bring me a McRib?
No, but the point is that I thought about you, and you didn't have to...
Now you're comparing apples and oranges. Because you just said, if I go to the liquor store and I bring you a 40-ounce motherfucking Coke 45, and I know you drink daiquiris, then I'll be totally wrong, right? So with that scenario...
That's the same scenario. If you did tell her to get you something to eat,
I know what she wants.
And she brought you back, and you didn't say nothing about what exactly you wanted, and she brought you back something you don't eat.
Look, if I done went to the liquor store before, and I done brought you the same shit back, I know what to bring you. But if I went to the liquor store and you didn't say shit, and I told you, hey, I'm finna go to the liquor store, and you didn't say shit, then how in the hell am I supposed to know what the fuck you wanted?
You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to be thoughtful enough to consider me, okay, she might want something. So even if I don't, you just pick it up. Easy. Just because it's here don't mean I have to have it.
Me too?
I'm a sob. I'm a sob because I'm just going to drink your shit up. Then you going to remember next time you're going to bring me something back.
Well, okay. All right. Man, law number two. Let's move on. Shopping is not a sport.
Not for y'all, it's not.
Okay, and there you go. There you have it.
I mean, we can agree on that. I don't.
And we're never
going
to think of shopping as a sport or being fun. So when you look at me and talk about why you don't want to go, what? I don't like shopping. Most men don't like shopping.
I agree with that one because I don't be wanting y'all with me no way. Y'all be spoiling my fun.
You damn right because I want
to
go in and get what I got to get and come the fuck back out of there. I don't want to see what's on the clearance rack.
And they trying to see how much you're spending. Mm-mm. Stay at home.
Then you ain't gonna let me try this shit on, which means when I get
home
and I
right.
that it don't fit, then
exactly.
I gotta go back to the store. So yeah, you just
exactly.
stay at home anyway. We
yep,
agree.
Okay,
right.
well,
you. We agree with that one.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay, we all in agreement. Rule number three: crying is blackmail.
Why?
What you mean? Why? You only crying to get me to hear your side. You ain't crying because you really feel that way. You know it. This is your last resort because I ain't listening to shit you have to say. And 9 times out of 10, I'm probably right anyway. But then let me use the tears because this is my last straw. I ain't got nothing else to say. So when you ain't got nothing else to say, here come the waterworks.
Now, that's not true. And I don't know about everybody else, but if I'm crying, that's because I'm really hurt.
I still say it's blackmail.
Like I said, I don't know if that's everybody else, but a lot of other people. I mean, I'm sure some people do that.
Man, motherfucker losing an argument. The first thing you do, as soon as you lose the argument, I just want you to love me. Fuck you mean? If you wanted me to love you, do what the fuck you supposed to do instead of all this motherfucking argue. You want to argue, fuss, and fight, but then when you see you losing the damn argument, you want to start crying. Fuck you.
Well, I don't
anybody
know.
Anybody want to elaborate on it?
Yes, I can't speak for everybody, but in most cases, you men do not listen. Y'all hear what y'all want to hear. You pick what you want to make the point, and the rest of what I said. It's like, when I talk, what the fuck do you hear? What do you hear when I talk? You hear a
I heard
right
what
noise.
The fuck you said. That's what
so
I heard. Now,
now,
it's your fault if you didn't word it right, not mine.
Uh-uh. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you want to make women's laws, write them down, and we'll have them tomorrow. Tonight is man laws.
Okay.
Understand them. If you don't understand them, you're going to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to man law number four.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for what you want. Let us be clear on this one. Subtitles. Hints do not work. Strong hints do not work. Obvious hints don't work. Just say it. Don't sit there and keep hinting to me that you want this, you want that, and you throwing hints. You're not saying what the fuck you want.
It also needs to be something underneath that. When we ask for what we want, y'all need to answer the question.
Maybe we will if you just give us, you know what? If it take you more than 50 minutes to an hour to ask the question, and you keep throwing hints, no, we didn't. Now we didn't tune you out.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying what if what we want you can't give it to us. So
did you say it?
You know that because how they get quiet or they don't know how to answer the question.
Wait a minute, hold on. Anyway. We ain't talking to the liquor store. You're talking to me. This is a man. She's not a man. She can't answer the question.
I'm trying to see if she understands what I'm saying.
It ain't about her. She ain't no man. You don't know what the hell I answered.
How can y'all go
that just goes back to what I said. If it's something you won't ask it. Once again, that goes back to rule number one. We are not mind readers. Now, if you sit there and I'm like, what, huh? And we're going to discuss this later on down the line in this segment about that. But open your mouth, say what the fuck you got to say. Now, you might hear the answer, you might hear the good answer, you might hear the bad answer. But nevertheless, you will hear answer. But if you didn't sat there for 20 to 35 to 45 to 55 to hour trying to make these hints and shit, man, no, you're not going to get what you want to hear. Then you bullshitting. Quit hitting. Say what the fuck you want to say. Any questions? No questions?
No.
Okay, moving on. Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers to almost every question. Understand that? Mm-hmm. Understand that if I say yes or if I say no, that's the answer. Don't second guess me. Well, why we can't do it? Because you asked me a question and I gave you the answer, yes or no. Example. Do you want to go to the store? No. Why? What reason you don't want to go to the store? I just gave you the answer. No. I don't want to go. Do I? You asked me a question. I gave you the answer. Why in the hell do it got to be something? In a world that y'all always say this black and white, y'all show those shades of gray in there. 50 shades of gray, I might add.
Brains on my book.
Whatever. Any questions? I mean, come on now, talk to me.
I don't have no questions on that one.
Huh? I mean,
it just needs to work both ways. When a woman says no, the answer's no.
Tomorrow, please. Tomorrow, you want to come with y'all questions, y'all answers, y'all whatever y'all want to do tomorrow, I am all for it. But today is all about man law.
Mhm.
Are we on the same page?
Yeah, we on the same page.
Liquor store, we on the same page. I hit a little tone in your voice. I hit a little tone in your voice. Yeah, whatever.
No, yeah, we there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we gonna go to another one. Come to us with a problem if you want us to help you solve it. That's what we do. Now, if you want sympathy. Go to your girlfriend. You want the problem solved? Come to us. And see, I say that for the simple fact of this. You may come to me with a problem, and I may tell you. You may come to me with a problem with your family, with a friend. I might tell you, leave the bitch alone. All right, that's your girl. That's your homie. You don't want to leave her alone. Well, if you knew you ain't going to leave her alone, why did you come to me with the problem? Because you already knew what mine was going to be. This is how you nip this motherfucker in the butt. If this bitch sitting over there at your motherfucking workplace saying, you doing it, if you come to me saying, man, hey, babe, this bitch is at work talking shit about me and saying this and saying that. And I say, well, leave the bitch alone. Don't fuck with the bitch no more. But we supposed to go out Friday. All us supposed to go out Friday. Don't go out with the bitch. But everybody going out. What? Well, what the fuck you talking to me for? If you already got the answer to your motherfucking question, why in the fuck are you coming to me? Huh?
Well, here's my thing. What if I don't necessarily want you to solve my problem? I'm just venting. How, it's like when you come home from work and I ask you how was your day, just because you choose to say work was work, I'm really interested. That was your choice. But when I come home from work, I just want to talk about my day. I don't necessarily have a problem that I can't solve. I want you to solve the problem. I just want to talk to you.
Okay, all right. I don't mean to cut you off, but did you hear the second part to that?
I don't have a problem.
Sympathy is for your girls.
I don't want sympathy.
That's what your girls. That's what your girls are there for, not me. You got a problem, and you want. If you got a problem and you want it solved, come to me. I help you solve it. If you just want to vent, go to your girl. Cause I ain't gonna listen to you because you don't want me to listen. You don't want to hear what the fuck I gotta say. No way. All you want to hear me say, mm-hmm. She said that for real. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna guarantee you this. Your motherfucking friend ain't gonna help you solve that problem the way I am.
So, in other words, then, we just come to y'all when we have a definite problem or we want to have sex. Other than that, y'all don't really want to hear shit else.
Nah, see, you trying to twist the words around. That's man law. We gonna get into that later on down in the man law about the word twisting.
Okay.
Don't do that.
That is how you sound.
That's not what I said. But like I said, we're going to get into that later on down the line because y'all still not understanding man law.
Because, I mean, if I can't talk to you as my friend, then
here we go.
What type of relationship do we have?
Here we go.
Here we go. What?
We'll come back to that. Like I said, if you want to discuss women's law, I'm game for it. You and Liquor Store can write all the motherfucking
out. I'm answering
you ain't
your
answer my question. I ain't asking no questions. I'm stating facts. Now I'm getting
I'm
stating facts tonight.
Okay, well I'm giving
right,
you
now,
my opinion.
We're gonna go to the next one.
I don't want to go to the next one. You ain't gonna let me talk.
Go ahead, say what you gotta say.
All I'm saying is if I can't come to you and talk to you as my friend, what type of relationship is that? Then that means, are we just fucking partners?
Totally.
No, we ain't. But my whole thing is this. See, this is the part of man law. Y'all not understanding. Because if you come to me telling me about a problem, I'm going to try to help you fix the problem. I'm not going to sit. I mean, yeah, you can sit here and tell me this, that, and the other, and this happened. Us as men, we try to help y'all solve the problem. See, when you don't want the problem solved, then don't come to us.
So you confirm part of what I just asked.
I ain't confirmed nothing you said because you ain't part of you don't know nothing about man law.
You see, okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby told me about y'all. It takes really intelligent people to pretend to be so stupid. Let's move on.
Oh man, did you just call me stupid?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nope, I sure didn't.
Oh my God. Which man law was that one?
We gonna get into that one too. We finna get into that one. We gonna get into that one.
That was a sarcastic remark. Was that a man law? I think that was a man law too.
Oh yeah. That was man law. All your sarcasm, keep it for your motherfucking self. Cause open rack in the mouth don't mean shit to us. Rack you in the mouth, then you talking about we did wrong. But listen to the sarcasm. By me being a friend of yours and you being a friend of mine and you being on the show, I could take that. But now if I was your man, you get open rack in the mouth because you was out of pocket for that.
But I didn't call nobody stupid.
Yes, you did. Let me tell you. Because, see, your thing is you call me stupid, but you tried to say it in an intelligent manner.
No.
Which, in any case, I'm an intelligent being. So I caught the fact that you called me stupid.
I said.
I take it back. I caught the fact that you said I was acting stupid. You know, But see, me as a man, and me as being your friend, I'll take that because this is a show and we. But if I was your man, you'd have an open rack in the mouth. Now take that, stupid. Now how stupid am I after you sitting there holding your lip?
Extremely. Okay, let's not go there.
Now I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Now you gotta look at it. You can't sit there. Now, whoa. Let me say this. I don't condone violence. I'm not saying a man is right for putting his hands on a woman. But at some point in time, you do gotta realize, and you can push a man's buttons to get him to that point. I see you quick with your tongue. You quick with your tongue, liquor store. I can see that in more ways than one. But nevertheless, you quick with your tongue, and see, you so quick about it that the average motherfucker wouldn't even catch on to you. I'd be like, what the fuck she talking about? See, but I'm a smart motherfucker. See, I caught on to this shit. You could call a motherfucker ignorant bastard, and he don't even know you called him an ignorant bastard. He's sitting there like, huh? Oh, for real? And you just, nigga, she just called you ignorant some bitch. But I'm just saying, some of us catch on to that shit.
May I say something, please?
Please do.
Janine, you still with us? I just want to point out the fact that through everything I just said, you picked what you wanted to dwell on. Not dwell, but, you know, for lack of a better word. You picked what you wanted out of what I said to make your point. Like, you heard everything I said, sure. But y'all pick and choose what y'all want to talk about, discuss, like, out of everything we say.
You too? Can I say a rebuttal now?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I'm saying that for the simple fact that I understood what you said. I heard everything you said. But you do have some Neanderthal type men in this world that will just pick and hurt. Oh, this bitch just called me stupid and open head slap you in the mouth. That's what I'm saying. You gotta be careful with the people you deal with. If you're dealing with a less intelligent man, that's what he's gonna do. He's not gonna understand the whole concept you said. He's gonna hear that you called him stupid.
Okay.
And see, with that little sassy mouth of yours, see, a lot of motherfuckers can't pick up on your wit. Some motherfuckers, all they gonna hear is, this motherfucker just called me stupid. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful on how you say it and who you say it to.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. We got to call the caller. What's happening?
Oh, I guess that's me. Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Selena. What's happening?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're right. You want to listen. I'm just listening today. I'm drinking.
No, you ain't gonna just listen because I got man laws for you too.
You ain't got no man laws for me. I don't bad about no laws, so you can't.
That's your problem. That's your problem now. See, now I can talk shit to this nigga here because I've been knowing her forever.
That's what's up. But I don't take backhands and I don't do laws. So what else you got for me?
I got one for this one for you here. This one right here for you. A headache that lasts for 17 months. Is not a problem.
That's me.
You need to go see a doctor, because I ain't your problem. If you got a headache for 17 months, I ain't your problem.
Well, who got a 17-month headache?
You know how y'all are talking about, my head hurts. Oh, I got a headache. After every argument, I got a headache. You need to go see if you got tumors or something.
But see, I don't even be arguing. See, I'm good. I don't even argue no more.
Yeah, you just get the headaches. I know you.
Yes, sir.
Whatever.
No, I want to hear more about these man laws, though, because, I mean, I can see some of them, but a lot of them, that was BS, straight straight bullshit.
No. They're not BS. That's the problem. This is how we feel it. This is how we feeling, and y'all not accepting it. You're not accepting it, and you're not trying to understand it. And by the way, why ain't seeing you on sincityradio.name.com yet? Huh? What's the problem?
Because my phone, I didn't hear like 6 phones in 1 month, so I got to wait until either they send me another phone or they have to quit me and cheap and buy another phone.
We've been on for like since September. I ain't seen you with no page yet.
Remember, I have a page on there. I remember when you were supposed to try to help me how to figure out how to put pictures and stuff up there. I got a page. I just could never get on the damn thing.
Nah, you was on sincity.spruce.com. We talking about sincityradio.name.com. We didn't move on.
Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. You had Name first before you even had the Spruce. I had that. Remember?
Yeah, you had the Spruce. That?
No, I had the Name, too. You had Name before you even had Spruce, and then you went back to Name. Don't
right,
like
so I'm, now why you ain't back on Name with me?
I don't know. I can't get on it. I have it, but I can't.
You can get on it. You just ain't trying. Man, law. You know what? This is an honorable mention. Stop arguing
what?
When you know you're wrong.
I ain't never
honorable
wrong.
Mention,
I mean,
man, law. Stop arguing when you know you're wrong. Just say you're wrong.
I ain't right all the time, but I ain't never wrong.
See, that's your problem. That's your problem. That is your problem.
I don't have no problem. All right,
anyway, let me move on.
Ooh. Okay, I'm
going to
let you get that one out. Okay, come on.
Selena,
I know, for real, because we finna go away.
Under any other normal circumstances, most people, I can't say this to, because it's not right and it's not,
okay.
You know, correct. But don't make me rub your hands, all right?
Okay,
I can beat your ass. I ain't worried about nobody saying nothing to me about me beating your ass.
Damn. Oh, shit. Okay, I quit. I'm listening now. I'm being
all right, nah. Anything we said 6 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. In fact, all comments become null and void after 7 days.
Bullshit.
Don't bring up no old shit.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
What you bringing up old shit for? You didn't argue with me about it when it happened. Why you arguing with me about it now?
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying dudes do that shit too. So you just can't say that's a man, Lawrence.
Whoa. I don't think you quite heard. I think you wasn't on here yet. If y'all want to make a women laws, tomorrow's a perfect show. But today is man laws.
No, what I'm saying is, how you going to say that's a man law when men do that, too? They hold
well,
on.
Well, tomorrow, if you want to make up a woman's laws, go right ahead. Tonight is man laws.
Okay, I'm done talking like I should have been. I'm just listening. Let me shut up. Go ahead.
And now, see, now you're doing what man laws tell you to do. See, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's why the fuck I'm be single forever. But keep on. Carry on.
See? That was last word, another honorable mention. Why do you got to get last word? It's my show, and you keep getting last word. How is this working?
Okay, keep going. Boy, don't be
okay. I'm going to the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
If you don't dress like one of them Victoria's Secret girls, don't expect me to act like a soap opera guy. Now, I understand the concept. Some women don't feel comfortable in dressing in certain type of shit, this, that, and other. But if I'm your man and I tell you, hey, this is what I want to see, do it anyway. If I say I want to see you in some lingerie, then that means evidently I don't mind looking at whatever you got. Evidently, it's turning me on. If I say, baby, go put that little lingerie on, I don't look right in it. I ain't asked you that. Evidently, if I said go put it on, evidently, I'm thinking you look right in it. If I tell you to put on a thong and some motherfucking pasties, if I think you look good, motherfucker, go put it on. Questions?
So what we doing? We lit. We stopping and just letting you talk.
It's no, like I'm asking any questions.
Oh no, I got a comment. The hell out of here. I mean, right, that's
comment.
That's cool. That's cool. I can agree with you. I mean, shit. If you bad, I wear it. I don't give a damn. Shit. That's how that go. You my man.
What you mean if you buy? I don't know what size you wear.
Not even like if you buy it, but if you my man, I mean, of course I'll throw it on. Why not? Shit, who cares? I never known that to be an issue. But
oh no, it's a big issue. It's a real big issue. A lot of women. Oh, hey y'all, Waylo say he's driving in from South Carolina. He told me to tell everybody what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's listening. So everybody say hi to Waylo.
Hello.
All right. That's what's up, dog. Now, we don't want you talking and driving on at the same time. Fuck around here, one of them motherfucking deer or something. But no, seriously, I mean, you got a lot of women that feel like, okay, well, I ain't putting that shit on. I don't want to put it on. But if I said, baby, go in there, hey, Selena, go in there and put that little lingerie outfit you got.
I'd be like, hell
yeah. I mean, why would you tell me no? I mean, I ain't saying you in particular, but I mean, I'm pretty sure you done been around women that be like, I ain't putting that shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why would you say no?
I know. Well, they probably don't feel comfortable in it, but I would think if you my man and you would say, like you say, if you say you like it, you know, I put it on for you. Ain't nobody going to see it but you and I. So.
Right. Wait, look, what's happening, dog? Oh, this ain't way low. The call, I'm sorry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, Lord, the dead is a risen.
What's going on with y'all? Long time.
I know. Defiant, what's happening?
Not too much. What's going on with y'all?
We discussing man laws, something that you probably don't never know nothing about.
You might not know. What's up
now,
with it?
Let me ask you. If your man told you, go in there and put that little lingerie outfit on that you bought that you ain't never wore. Would you talk shit to him or would you go put it on?
I'll go put it on.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, ain't no
okay.
questions about it. That's my man, for one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Have you had a headache that lasts over 17 months?
Hell no. Anything to give me a headache for 1 month, I got to get rid of it.
Okay, all right. Well, now let me ask you this. If you came to your man with a problem, and do you want him to help you solve it, or do you just want him to listen?
Help me solve it. Evidently, if I'm talking to him about it, I need some opinion about it. I would have went somewhere else with it.
I like this girl. Do you accept yes or no as a perfectly acceptable answer to whatever question you got to say?
Yes. I accept it because that's what it's for. He voices opinion or whoever it is voices their own opinion. They're entitled to it. You got to learn to deal with it whether you like it or not.
Okay. Do you believe
you
that men are not mind readers?
Say it again.
Do you believe that men are not mind readers?
Yes, I do. I believe they're not.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
I mean, if you don't put it on the table and let them know exactly what it is that you're talking about, how would they know? They just can't assume that, oh, well, I know that you mad, or I assume that you need something or something. You got to open up your mouth. What they say, closed mouths don't get fed.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, hold on. Anybody talking to you? There you go. See, we had no chance. Now, once again, let me get back to it. How do you think us as men look at shopping?
At shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
if you talk about like you want to take, if you want to go shopping and you like, Kaz, I want you to go shopping with me. How do you think I'm going to take to that?
Well, men don't like shopping with women, point blank. I mean, when it comes to them shopping for themselves, they all up into it. But when it comes to a woman, I mean, they might want to come, but they know it takes us extremely so long to do what we got to do, so they basically don't want to go. I mean, you know, but I think the idea of man should go anyway, respect for his woman. Whether she takes 2 to 4 hours, 20 minutes to an hour, he should go just because. That's his girl.
Damn, well, you was almost there.
I mean, I guess the same with the ladies. I mean, nigga, you got to roll out. I mean, we roll out for y'all. Why not just come on chill for a second?
You was almost, all right, the last and final question. Do you believe crying is black male? If a woman, I mean, if a woman, like, say that you wrong in what you said, and you know I'm right, and you break down in tears and try to convince me, do you think that's a black male? Is that a black male tactic?
He's saying, well, if I'm wrong and he's right and I break down, is that a crime?
Yeah, you break down crying. Is that a black male tactic? Yeah, to get your way. Is that a black male?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, you did pretty good. Overall, you did pretty good because these fuckers on here, I ain't going to call you motherfuckers.
You ain't even give me all the questions. You ain't even give me all the damn questions. Why you talking?
Because you came in talking crazy.
So that's what I do. That's what I do.
You know what? See, Selena? But you know what? We got more questions for you. I got more questions for you.
No, I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to listen.
No. I'm going to make sure you answer these questions.
Because I'm going to want to choke the shit out of you, I see.
You always want to choke the shit out of me. That ain't nothing new. You want to choke the shit out of me since we was kids. That ain't nothing new.
You hard-headed, man.
All right. Now, let's go to the next question. Let's go to the next man law. If something we say or something we said can be interpreted in two ways, and one of the ways make you sad or angry, you do know we meant it the other way, right?
No.
Why would we say something to make you sad or angry?
Because we ain't mad.
If we're just talking, if we're having an open discussion, if we're being real with each other, you think I'm saying something to hurt you or make you sad?
Well, that's a yes and no. I can take that both ways. Something just don't give a damn. That's what I'm saying. You can't just say, damn, love.
Say
this man
lost. I mean, some people take it like, I mean, if you just gonna say something, most people believe that whatever you say, you meant what you said. You feel what I'm saying? Why say something that you don't mean?
Well, maybe you took it the wrong way. What about you, Lickerstow? Do you feel like everything that a man say to you? Yeah, I know you do, but I'm gonna let you answer it anyway.
Why, you know I do what?
I didn't see some of your blogs. You a better woman.
I am not.
All right, hold up. Before you say anything, let's see. Well, Selena, you ain't been on the site, but Janine, Define, y'all have been on the site quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna go there. We're not gonna go there. But now, you done made me lose my train of thought. Okay. I mean, seriously though, if I said something to you, if I sat you down and I said, "Let's talk," and me and you talking, and I say something to you. But I'm not arguing, I'm not yelling, I'm not screaming, but I'm talking to you. Why would you take it negative? Janine, why would you take it negative?
It's not necessarily that I would take it negative. It depends on the guy. Every guy is not the same, and every relationship is not the same. Hell, he might be saying something to piss you off. So he could leave out the house. He could have his reason to leave. Yeah, I don't know what he might be saying it for.
Really? Is that how y'all look at things?
Yes.
Why not?
I mean, I'm not saying every man is the same, but some men have done that. It's just true.
Okay, but what if I'm not saying it in a negative sense? Let's just say if you got irate. You got irate and you was talking crazy. And I tell you, look, you know, you ain't have to be talking crazy to me. You know, you need to calm down because, I mean, that what you were saying was just totally crazy, or that shit that you said didn't make no sense. And deep down, you probably knew it didn't, but why are you going to sit there and argue with me?
Well, give an example.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. Let's just say that. Let's just say I'm at your house. I'm at your house and, you know, I get a phone call. Now, it's some business I need to take care of. Something important. I mean, and you know that this is something important that I need to take care of. And I say, well, hey, I need to go take care of this business right quick. And you get upset because I'm leaving. Now, I tell you, all right, well, I'll be right back. But you like, well, you get this going off on me, talking crazy to me. But you, deep down, you know this is something that I really need to do. You know, and you just get to talking crazy to me. Then I'm like, well, you know, we argue about it. And, you know, for the most part, you knew you was wrong. And I call you on it. You know, and I'll be like, man, that shit wasn't even necessary. What the fuck you did? And you know, and deep down in your heart, you knew it wasn't necessary what you did. You know, let's just say I come right back. I done handled my business. I came right back, and I'll be like, hey, baby, what was all that about? You know, that shit wasn't even necessary. You know, you knew I was going to come right back, man. You know, that was kind of a petty-ass argument you just started. But you know
what? Sometimes it depends too, because if you really look at it, it all depends on the situation. What happened beforehand? Has he ever lied to her? Have he ever pissed off before? Have he ever went supposed to do something he's supposed to do and never did it?
Hold on, Defiant. See, I see why you got your name, because you ain't listening.
I did listen to you.
I said it was something that you knew I needed to go do.
No, she's not talking about that particular situation.
Hold on, Janine.
Okay.
Why are you stopping us?
Y'all, right. See, y'all not, because I'm the only man on here. I'm going to enforce man law tonight. I'm going to enforce this. Damn. I said that. You know what? Oh, Lord, I can't wait to catch you, Selena. I swear I can't wait to catch you later. Well, I'll put that one for the mother of all headlocks. She's crying for me, let her ass go when I catch up.
Let her finish.
I'm just saying, some arguments start because of some previous things beforehand. Maybe she did know.
Okay, but that's the problem.
Right.
Maybe you ever thought that's the problem? Quit judging
me. Yeah, that is a problem. But I mean,
previous
thing. Yeah, that's the problem, but trust. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. It's a win or lose situation, really.
It's
right,
because
you just jump up and leave.
It seems like it's real. Right. I mean, even if you say. Right.
Man law. Another honorable mention, man law. You motherfuckers can't be dwelling on the past.
That's what I'm saying. It goes both ways, too. And it goes both ways, honey, because dudes will say that they're over
yeah,
it. And you're like, well, yeah. Why you do that shit?
Last
time you was did this and you did this and you did that, that's why I did that shit. Nobody wanna hear that.
What did I tell y'all? Tomorrow, if y'all wanna make women's laws, by all means go right ahead. Today, man laws.
You just told me to shut up real nice. That's what's up, Zach.
What? You know what?
Get him.
I'm gonna tell you like this. And you got one more. I mean, out of a whole 3 years, I done gave you. You got one more time to call me by my government name on this show.
Shit,
I swear
sorry,
I'm going to put you in the mother of all headlock. I am going to pop that head like a pimple.
I'm so sorry. Now, I swear I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Cass. I was just bullshitting y'all. And it's not. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
Carry on. I tell you. I'm saying is that y'all gotta understand. When y'all understand the man laws, it happens a little. I mean, things flow a little easier.
You really do.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next man law. You can either ask me to do something or tell us how you want it done. You can't do both. If you already know the best way how to do it your damn self.
I must agree. I'd rather do it my damn self.
Thank you. Janine, how you feel about it?
I mean, well, if I do it, I'm just trying to help you out.
You trying to help Ike?
Evidently, I was helping Ike. I wouldn't have became famous if it wasn't for me, for Tina.
Whatever. Tina be stealing that damn on that damn farm if it wasn't for Ike.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna tell you like this: there never be a Tina Turner if it wasn't for Ike. She'd still be anime sitting right there, old ass woman, and she damn sure probably wouldn't look the way she look now.
I wouldn't give a damn out of black ass and bruises. I don't think it was worth being Tina damn Turner. Dumbass.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I ain't taking no blows to the dome. Shit.
Whatever.
She had the vocal shit. Anybody could have been Ike. He ain't do shit but wear a bad wig and play the guitar.
That's all he did.
Ike wrote the music. I did everything. I took care of all the business whenever you threw.
Well, then he should have
said,
I
ain't going to do this.
Well,
I ain't going to sit here and let you talk bad about Ike. I ain't going to let you sit here and talk bad about Ike.
He fell off. He fell off after Tina left.
No, the only reason Ike fell off is because Tina, the motherfucking hunky, took Tina from me.
Oh, Tina didn't say anything. Because Tina didn't sing the song the way he wanted her to.
Right.
Hold on. When she sung it the way Ike wanted her to sing it, that motherfucker went number one. Big wheels keep on turning.
Oh.
God damn it.
He was just jealous. He was jealous because they didn't want
jealous
him.
Jealous of what? He wrote the fucking song.
But he was jealous.
He was jealous because it was,
he put the music together. He wrote the song. He showed her how to sing the goddamn song.
Oh,
nah,
he didn't write
hell.
Nothing. He didn't write nothing. He didn't write
nothing. That's what she'd have been sitting there singing about her whole fucking life, Nut Bush. They call it Nut Bush. Nut Bush. Bitch wouldn't have a hit on her hand at all. Bitch be in a goddamn right there at home. Nut Bush.
Like Muhammad Ali, right about now, with all the blows to the head, what the fuck she
didn't. Okay, hey. Nah, normally I don't do this. We gonna get back on the man laws, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, did anybody watch any of the playoff games?
No.
All right,
nobody,
well, nobody watched play. All right,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you ain't gotta be a sports fan, but this commentator, he actually said that the coach for the Baltimore Ravens told him that Muhammad Ali texted him that morning. Really? Everybody know Muhammad Ali ain't texting nobody. That right. Motherfucker, somebody texted good luck. All he got was G.
You better stop
no
this.
I know.
Well,
you
better quit playing. You going to hell?
Oh, y'all going to hell for laughing about that?
Oh, now you go for that.
I'm just saying. Now, come on, now, y'all know just like I do. That motherfucker did not text him. He did not text him that morning.
His daughter.
Okay, now they could have said, well, Muhammad Ali camp or somebody from Muhammad Ali's camp text. Muhammad Ali texted him and told him good luck. You ain't seen nothing but G's all the way down. He never got past G.
You going to
I'm
hell.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that shit.
That ain't right.
What? I'm just saying. Come on now. If y'all have heard it, y'all have been thinking the same thing that I just said.
I just say the shit that people want to be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no business saying that about Muhammad Ali.
I'm the greatest of all time.
How you
wear
a
beanie? You said what?
Oh, shit, God forgive me. I'm not going to act silly with you, man. I said, now he wear beanie.
Right, exactly. Now he probably thought he was texting Albert Cosell. What the fuck is talking about? He didn't text him talking about good luck in the game. You know damn well that Muhammad Ali. I just imagine if you was the announcer sitting next to him. What you turned around and looked at him like, oh, motherfucking lie. You know, goddamn well Muhammad Ali didn't text. I'd have looked at him like, yeah, all right, motherfucker. Now, you need to quit. You on that bullshit. But yet I digress.
Be nice.
Back to what we was talking about. Going back to our man laws.
I thought we was done with the man laws.
Oh no, baby, we got some more man laws.
How many is it?
Don't worry about it.
Really, three. He just kept writing the shit. He just kept writing.
Honorable mention. Quit asking about the man laws. As long as you keep hearing them, it's going. All right, now, look here.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever possible, please say whatever you got to say during the commercials. Now, I'm going to say, especially in sports, if you see me into this motherfucking game, wait till the commercial come on. If you see me into this motherfucking show, wait till the commercial come on. Don't sit there and try to have no long 30-minute conversation with me and you see that I'm watching the motherfucking Lakers against the motherfucking Heat. Come on. I'm going to tune you out, especially soon as Kobe dunk.
Now
I'm tuning you the fuck out.
So if I
want to
suck your dick, I
got to
wait for the commercial to come on.
No, listen to what I said now.
That's a good one.
I said, say. No, she ain't get me. I said, say whatever it is.
Say, oh.
Yeah, talk now.
Do whatever you want
to
do.
Now, that's the perfect way to use your mouth. If that's what you want to use your mouth for, then by all means, go ahead. But if you want
to...
Now you're creating a problem. But now you talking about something big while the game on. I would be the calmest Kobe fan you ever seen.
I do have to talk to get it started. Would you like me to suck your dick? See, that's a question.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know what? If I ain't paying attention, just catch me on the commercial. Yes. But now those words, I'm gonna tell you like this. I could be deaf, dumb, and mute, and for some strange reason, I can hear those words. Look my dick. Yes, you can.
He ain't gonna say shit. He just gonna scoot down and unzip his damn pants without
saying damn right. Just scoot right the fuck down. Motherfucker, you see that dunk Kobe did? Yes, I did. I'm not telling you that. Nigga be like, damn, you ain't out. That nigga hit a motherfucking buzzer beater. He sure did. I'm gonna call you back, though.
Oh,
man, we in triple overtime. Yes, we are.
I got the stroke.
Did you see the fight between Kobe and motherfucking LeBron? Yeah, they gonna bang you. I'm gonna call you right back, dog. See? Now, see, now that one, that's the exception to all rules. Anything that I, any man law that I done said, the option of sucking dick, that changes the whole mood swing. Let me ask y'all, let me just ask this question since we on that. We gonna get back to the man laws, but have you ever gotten to an argument with a motherfucker and you just, I mean, to the point where, I mean, y'all even want the, you even want to break up with him and you just, fuck it, come here, let me suck your dick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It was like 10 minutes for the club to open up, what I had to do, and he was getting on my nerves to suck them and went on up after them. Everybody's
exactly.
happy. Everybody. You always.
I mean, because seriously, that, you know what, y'all as women, y'all can start world peace.
Nobody could have put all that extra work on their jobs in the world.
I'm just saying, y'all motherfuckers can end all these wars. If every woman in the motherfucking nation grab they man, the violent motherfucker, that's just like if you got this gang banging ass cat. You know, he's gang banging. I'm going to go blow all these motherfuckers up. Shit, these motherfuckers, I represent my motherfucking set. Sit down, let me suck your dick. Yo, homie, shit, I ain't going to even be able to make it right now, man. Shit, we going to go and do that shit tomorrow. Y'all know how many murders y'all can prevent in a day?
Hey, I got a question, not to cut you off. Actual question. Ask.
Go ahead.
Hey, okay, so I'm on this gas station about my house. I always go to it, and I always see this little guy up there. So he never said nothing to me, and so I bought a seat and shit from him before. So one day I was up there, and it was cold, and he was just like, "La mama, why don't you let me get the keys to that lack and come over here and come get some of this pimping?" Don't that sound like he was calling me a hoe, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Got hoes right now.
I mean, shit, he tried to make his pimp hands strong.
Hell no, give me the keys to my car and come get some of this pimping so you going to pimp me my shit. I'm going to be your hoe with my...
Well, now, in his defense, at least he was honest about it. He ain't make no bones about what he wanted. He wanted your car and put your ass on the stroll.
Yeah, but when I finished eating his ass up, he was cool. That's okay. I just thought I was in the wrong.
No. I mean, unless you liked what he said, then I mean, if you ain't finding it offensive, I wouldn't either. But he's a tad bit offensive on that. But
it was very offensive, and clearly, it's women out here that's going for that shit. Else he would never even say it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The one big as my thigh pissed me off. My 11-year-old bigger than him. Time to come get some of this pimping. Put him over my knees and tear his little ass up. Okay.
Come get some of this motherfucker pimping, bitch.
Yeah, for real though. He said, "Let me get the keys for that car and come get some of this pimping." I said, "Hell no." Nah.
I'm gonna have to use that.
Pull up my damn
knees. Hey, baby. I baby. Did he say with that country twang?
No, that's what he said.
Come on over here. Let me get the cage lagging. Come on and get some of this pimping, bitch.
She ain't saying, bitch, let me pump the gas or nothing. Shit, cold as hell.
Right, they would say he's going to pump the gas.
Yeah, it's cold as hell. I cut his little ass out. All while the gas was pumping. Shut up. Go to somewhere.
Say, come get some of this pimping, bitch. Shit.
Ain't no bitch, cause you heard.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that's probably where he fucked up at, cause he, you know, you ain't no pimp unless you say bitch, you can get away with it.
get some of this.
I mean, if he said get some of this pimping, he might as well put the bitch behind it.
Sure.
I mean, shit, you was cussing him out anyway. Shit, I come get some of this pimping, bitch. That probably would have made you laugh. Like, Did you really just say that?
Somebody's little memory. Okay, I just asked the question. Don't dwell on it. You're going to piss me off. Go ahead. Talk about what you're
doing. Hey, she gonna go over there tomorrow and be like, call me another bitch, watch me whoop your ass. She gonna be like, huh? Never said bitch. Never said bitch one time. Yeah, I got your bitch, you punk motherfucker. I'll be looking like, what? What is she talking about? All right. Back to man laws.
Oh, Lord.
Christopher Columbus, he didn't need directions, and neither do we. So all that sitting in that motherfucker passenger seat, you need to turn this way. You need to turn that. If I didn't ask you how the fuck to get there, quit telling me how to get there. I know the way.
But what if we obviously lost?
You say what?
What if we obviously lost? I mean, we really lost. You're not supposed to say nothing.
I ain't never lost.
Oh, please.
I just went a different
route.
I want
some long term shit. That's what I be talking about.
I ain't never lost. I just went a different route. That's all you need to know. If I ain't say I'm lost, don't be opening your. Well, you need to turn that way. I know where the fuck I'm at.
Mm-mm.
I got that bad. That's what anybody. If I'm the passenger, I'm going to do that anyway. I got that bad.
Man,
my mama,
as soon as I say,
hey. I get nervous when we lost. I get nervous.
Why don't you go pay for that gas?
Exactly. Who wants to get lost in this $80 a gallon for gas? Yeah.
Look, when you go up there and go get that gas, your ass going to really be lost because I'm pulling off. Then,
sure.
Then you're going to have old boy talking about, see, if you'd have let me get that lack and came and got some of this pimping, this shit would have never happened to you.
Right. If he has the lack, he can keep his pimping shit.
That's crazy. Okay, man, the next man law. You making this shit up.
Whatever. Listen to me. All men see 16 colors. All right? We only see 16 colors. For example, peach is a fruit. Peach is not a color. A pumpkin, that's a fruit. That's not a color. We don't know what all the motherfucking other colors. Well, I want it in ivory blue. Ivory blue? What the fuck is ivory blue?
That's Beyonce, them baby.
Exactly, and that's what I'm going to tell you. You want Beyonce, baby? I don't know what all that shit is. I just learned fuchsia a couple of years ago.
That's so hard.
Man, I don't know all that. Fuchsia was just a dark pink to me. That ain't dark pink, that's fuchsia. Motherfucker, that bitch, that's pink.
That's a hot pink.
A hot pink, dark pink. See, there you go. That just is. I just knew it was pink. Stop trying to tell me all these other motherfucking colors. I want a teal green. I want my furniture teal green. Teal green? What the fuck are you talking about?
What, that's light green, but not really green, but almost green.
Exactly. What the fuck is that? No. She told me she had this shirt in aqua. Aqua? That's what the fuck is that?
Oh my God.
I don't know this shit.
You're fucking mean, man.
I'm not mean. That's just us. We only know certain colors. We know white, black, red, blue, yellow, pink, green, brown, gray. We know the basic colors. We don't know all that other shit.
Maybe I want to be an ash gray.
You want your ass to get up and go get that gray.
Brick red, nigga, brick red. Not fire.
Right, brick red. I want an Auburn mist color. What the fuck are you talking about?
Auburn.
We just, us as men, it took us till we got adults to figure what the fuck pastels was.
You stupid.
Hey, you talking about, I want this fuchsia and ash gray furniture. Fuchsia and what? You want ass gray? What the fuck? What is that, ashy? What is that, ashy ass? What is that? I don't know what ass gray, because I'm thinking you're saying ass.
You silly.
Ass gray? That's what you want, ass gray. What the fuck is that, a drunk wino? What is that? I don't have the slightest fucking idea what ass gray is.
16 colors. Okay.
Call from Neil Armstrong Jr.
Now, Sin City Man Law, turn your phone down when you own the damn radio.
Sorry, that's my phone. Sorry.
See, there we go. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
All I'm saying is, look, if y'all tell us to go get something and y'all say a specific color, I mean, y'all know we not finna find this crazy-ass color. A motherfucker said something to me the other day, not too long ago. I was like, all right, I want to get this shirt made, this, that, and the other. I want to say Sin City, this, that, and the other. So I was like, I wanted, like, a blue. The motherfucker said, what, you want digital blue? Digital blue? What the fuck is digital blue? I walked out. I didn't even get the shirt made. I'm like, man, fuck you. I'm thinking the motherfucker being funny. I want blue. Motherfucker, royal blue. Now, I know royal blue. I know dark blue. I know navy blue. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know what color digital blue is.
So you know all them blues, but you don't know the color.
Digital blue. Do you know what color digital blue is?
No, I'm saying you know dark blue, light blue, and all them other blues you just said. You should just learn the new blue instead of being rude and walking out.
Why in the fuck would you tell me that with his fag ass? I think he's being funny. We got digital blue. Digital blue.
And it'll look good on your almondy skin.
Right, right. It should look good on your chocolatey skin. Yo, get digital blue. Bitch, I got the digital blue right here. Digital blue. Who the fuck heard of a digital blue?
I haven't.
Exactly.
Oh, I really haven't.
That's the last one.
Nope, we got more.
All right.
Another man law. If we ask you what's wrong and you say nothing, we will act like there's nothing wrong. Yeah, we know you're lying, but it ain't even worth the hassle.
So you feel the hot grease on
your head. Why you want to get violent? I just asked you what the fuck was wrong. You said nothing. All right, fine, nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep watching the game then.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just said, baby, what's wrong? Nothing. You sure? Yeah. And I sit my ass down and halftime over with, and I done went back to the third quarter. We need to talk. No, motherfucker, I just asked you that. We had 22 minutes while this motherfucking halftime was on.
See, that's my problem there, babe. You want me to fuck up?
You should have said that when halftime was on.
Oh, God.
Or when we text you. Or you text us. Wait a minute. This is another one I got to put on there. When we text you something and then you give us that one word answer. Hey, babe. Hey. Something wrong? Nope. Oh, shit. You know that's the worst text to ever to send a motherfucker nope. N-O-P-E. You'd be like, here we go. Motherfucker be so hesitant to send you something back. Then it never fails. let me ask you something. Oh, shit. Here we go. I just asked you, was anything wrong? Uh-oh. Speaking of trouble. What's up, Trouble?
Who is Trouble?
LaFonda, what's happening?
I'm Trouble first.
Yeah. What's going on, baby?
I just finished my blog article for the PLMC.
No, okay. You need to post that on Sin City, baby.
I know, I am. I haven't had time. You know, my grandpa passed, so.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. You got our condolences.
Thank you.
All right, LaFonda, let me ask you, do you know anything about man law?
Man, I saw that yesterday. I read somebody's man law yesterday. That was too funny. Like,
Sandra,
I was like, do you want us to abide by it? And he said, I wish y'all
would,
but
y'all
not.
Hell yeah, we want you to abide by it. Shit, we wouldn't have said it, but we
didn't
want you to abide by it.
Yeah, we had too many Jewish people. Like, y'all have enough Jews. Y'all have enough clothes. Don't say that to the damn female, really?
What? This is a good one right here. This is a good one. If you ask a question that you don't want to hear the answer to, expect an answer that you don't want to hear. Do everybody understand that?
No, baby, people can't hear.
Alright, let me try that again. LaFonda, I had to put you on mute because I couldn't hear you.
If I ask you a question, evidently I want to know the answer.
Okay, but if you don't want to hear the answer, don't ask the question.
Okay, I understand that.
Defiant, I see you back with us.
Yeah, my phone dad had to go get the battery.
Now, that's my whole thing. Don't ask me a question like, okay, let's just say, I mean, I'm not the one to say this because I love thick women. But if you got a thick woman, if you think you know you're thick, and you, well, baby, do I look kind of big in this? And I say, yeah, then don't get mad. Especially if you know you look big in it. If you know you don't look right in something, you look at me and say, baby, do this look right on me? And I say, no. Don't get mad because you just spent $85 or $100 on it. You knew you didn't look right in it in the beginning. If you thought you looked right in it, you wouldn't ask me. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I can rock with that one.
I'm just saying, I mean, define. If you bought something and you put it on, and you looking at yourself like, I don't look right in this. And then you come into the bedroom, ask, do I look right in this? And I say, no. Why are you getting mad at me?
Well, look how you saying it.
Hell nah,
you
take that shit out.
I mean, you shouldn't ask me.
You ain't got to say it like that.
Yeah, true.
You knew you didn't look right in it when you put it on. And
then
you both in agreement, why you getting mad? We both in agreement, you don't look right.
You can say no, but just the way you just said it. No. You can be like, no, baby, that don't. You can answer, no, baby, that don't really look right. That's totally different.
That aqua don't look right on you.
And digital blue.
Yeah, well, what is that, digital blue? I don't like digital blue. I'm just saying. All right, wait a minute, hold up. LaFonda, let's get LaFonda's opinion. LaFonda.
Yes.
Baby, where you at?
I'm driving to work.
Huh?
I'm driving to work.
You driving to work? I mean, is you on a speakerphone? Can you hold the phone to your ear or something?
I got y'all on my stereo.
Oh.
Need a better stereo.
Like, I got y'all on, like,
oh, you got us on that damn magic jingle shit. That shit don't work. You're disrupting the show, but baby, we love you anyway. I'm just messing with you, LaFonda. I'm just picking with you. All right, now we got before we get all out of here, we got a couple of more we gotta get to.
Allen was not all on right. That
thing. Excuse me.
All of them questions was not on. That was about 5 questions.
Well, I got more.
You must be writing stuff.
No. Now my thing is this.
In the same question.
Don't expect us. Moving on to the next one. Don't expect us. I mean, when you ask us what we thinking, if you ain't prepared to talk about topics like football, cars, bikes, sports, I mean, shit like that, or some other fucked up shit, stop asking us what we thinking. Because if we thinking 9 times out of 10, we thinking about something fucked up.
Oh, wow.
And now, if you ain't ready to talk about it, then don't ask me. Case in point. If I'm sitting there and I'm looking at you, with a fucked up look on my face, and you say what you're thinking about, I'm thinking about when you cheated on me. Don't walk away because you asked the question.
I ain't gonna walk away. I'm just gonna like, oh, that was in the past. That was over 7 days ago.
Oh.
Now let's go back to this over. Let's go back to this whack in the mouth. And see, you gonna get this rack in the mouth because now you trying to be like Liquor Store and be a smart ass on the slide.
That is man law. That's man law number.
No, you don't make up
number
no man
eight.
Law. You're
that's
not
man
a man, so
eight.
You do not make up man law. We gonna move on. To answer this one question, this is just a statement. Mm-hmm. You have enough clothes. Don't ask me about. Don't come to me saying I ain't got nothing to wear. You got enough clothes. And I'm gonna tell you like this. Let's go to the next one. You got too many shoes. Don't start sitting there looking at me talking about I ain't got no shoes. I will smack the shit out you and throw all this shit in the fucking garbage. All these fucking shoes. I got a little side. I got one little wall in the whole other closet. The rest of the closet is yours. All your shoes. Please. Now, my last and final man law for the night is that, yeah, I know everything y'all said, and I mean if one man told y'all all this, if one man said all this, we all know he'd be sleeping on the couch. But you know what? We don't mind because that's just like us out camping.
That's trifling. That's ignorant.
We don't mind sleeping on the couch.
That's ignorant.
So when y'all think y'all really doing something about locking the door or and you sleep on the couch. You're not hurting us. You're helping us.
Not a fool,
yeah, man.
Slamming out of doors. I bet if I walk through the house slamming out the damn doors and shit, no ass wouldn't be talking about camping then, because that's what I do. I'm real petty. Slamming doors for the house. Would you really camp then with a tent outside? Exactly.
If I kick you in your ass, what you going to do?
She's
going to
set a tent out on the porch for you. Oh, motherfucker, you like camping?
I bet you. I ain't going outside. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Shalina, you can walk through that. I'll let you slam the first couple of doors. You slam that last one that you done got on my nerves with, I guarantee when you turn around, I'm going to be standing right behind you. Slam the door.
Ask your homie how I get down. I'm petty as hell when I'm pissed. I slam doors, all kind of shit. I ain't going to say too much. It'll incriminate me.
Mm-hmm. I bet you after I put your ass in one of them wrestling holes, your ass ain't going to slam that another door.
Think about it. Me and a wrestling hoe.
Yeah, hell yeah. You can be tamed, too.
I bite the shit out of you.
Not if I got one where you can't get to, where you can't bite me. Bull Nelson, you can't touch me.
You know what? As soon as you go to sleep, I'm going to take all your damn shoes, and when you're going to be on your way to work, and I'm going to have the motherfuckers, and I'm going to park your damn car in the middle of the damn parking lot where we live at. You don't want to have
what
your
shoes. What you think I'm going to do to you?
It don't matter. You ain't
going to get now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I can overlook a lot of shit, but I can be just as petty as you.
It don't matter. Cause I know how
you got to go to work,
too. I have my shit. Trust me.
Well,
you
ain't
none of us going to
be.
I cook you a big old meal and I had all the goddamn spoons and shit.
And I can't stand that shit. I can't stand that shit. Why in the fuck you don't cook me a meal and give me the little spoon, the little teaspoon?
I
don't need on no fucking teaspoon.
I cut off one sleeve off of your shirt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, that's just too damn petty for me.
Yeah, petty. Leave me alone, shit.
Leave me alone. I ain't bothered you.
Well, no man laws going up in here, damn it. We don't play that man laws.
Oh, it's
going
to be man laws, and you going to abide by the man laws.
No, it's all about equality. You get three laws, and I get seven.
Motherfucker, this ain't no motherfucking black and white thing. Shit. It ain't about no equality.
Whatever.
Oh, Martin Luther King birthday done passed, and everybody want to talk about equality.
You got a problem.
I'm just saying.
Hey, so go pull up the women laws tomorrow, okay?
I don't know nothing about women laws. So I mean, now us at CN City, I'm fair game. I can't, you know, if y'all want to make women laws, by all means. Hey.
Because while I was over here, I got about 45 of them right now in my head.
Oh, shit. Write them, jot them down. I mean, hell, you can get on cncityradio.ning.com. You can converse with the other women, and y'all come up with women laws tomorrow. If not, shit, we moving on to the next topic.
Right.
I'm a fair man. I'm willing to give y'all that. I'm willing to say, all
right. Fair.
Yeah, I'm a fair man.
Never known you to be fair. That's something new. All right, 2013.
Go to hell. How fair is that?
Whatever. It was fun, you guys. Now my drink gone. Then city gone. I guess I got to sleep. Is anybody woke
tonight? You said
what? Anybody
woke? Is anybody woke in the house? That's me. That's not.
So, I mean, all I'm saying is that if enough ladies abide by these man laws, we can have a better society.
Oh, my God. And what do we get out of it? What do we get out of it? Yeah. Be a bad bad.
Do we get a better man? Out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Not the
best.
Good question.
Good question.
You get great digging and a good licking.
Oh, please. We don't get that in the damn way.
And the motherfucker, and the motherfucker don't mind paying the bills. See, okay, the bottom line is this. Before these motherfuckers cut us off, the bottom line is this. All a man want to do is feel like a man. When you sitting there want to argue with him, making him feel less than a man, then, I mean, shit. I mean, you ain't got nothing but chaos in your house.
But
I mean,
how is making you feel less of a man?
Because, I mean, some things, you know what? I'm not saying that we right about everything. We're not. Us as men, we're not right about everything. But if you want to sit there and go toe-to-toe, blow-to-blow, every argument, some arguments, if you just step back, if you step back and say, well, I'm not going to say nothing, I'm going to let him do it, and he will see the error of his ways, and he will come to you and say, damn, baby, you was right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sitting there arguing with him, toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow, constantly. I mean, even if he is wrong, he's not going to come tell you he's wrong because, shit, now he got a point to prove.
That's ignorant, though. I mean, but you're right.
You can call it ignorant. You can call it ignorant all you want, but if you're going to make some women laws, you need to put that down as your women law, too, because you motherfuckers is just as ignorant because y'all do the same damn thing. But see, the thing about it is that y'all will never, us as men, we at least we will say we was wrong. See, y'all don't keep trying to say, well,
the
only reason I only did this because you did that. No, motherfucker, you did it because you was fucking wrong, and you know you was wrong.
You're lying. Men will not admit that they're wrong, just like they don't admit
that
they're
wrong. Oh, no, I will admit that I'm wrong any day of the week. As a matter of fact, I admit that I was wrong just to keep down an argument, but that will never happen again.
Even though I
come out
debating, I don't argue a lot. That's something that I don't do. I hate to argue. So I know I joke and shit about arguing, but I swear to God, I don't even like arguing. So I know that's not even being, that's what I'm saying. You can't say it's all women. You can't even say it's most women.
Now, I might not say it's all, but I guarantee you, if it's, 10 women now, 8 of them finna do the same thing. Then you got them 2 women, y'all gonna convert them 2, because after they get to listen to y'all, bitch, you crazy. You crazy, bitch. Ain't no motherfucking way I listen to that motherfucker. Now here she coming home talking about, Selena said, we go. That's why Selena ain't got no damn man.
I don't let bitches. I don't let bitches put their 2 cents in with me and my men got going on. That's why I'm getting them my 2 cents. I just leave it alone.
You didn't catch that with her, did you?
No, I don't like arguing in my home. I like peace and quiet. I don't do that. That's why I be stepping down a lot. But at the same time, that ain't good. You should just debate sometime because once you fucking finally get that shit out of them built up, and then you just go stupid.
Ain't nothing wrong with talking, but when you want to sit there and keep trying to, I mean, like I said, everything, that's just like, okay, let's just put it for instance. If I said something, by me being a man, and you like, okay, well, you might know, I'm not saying that we write all the time. We're not right all the time. Now I would even go as far as to say we're not even right. We probably right. I don't know. I probably say I give us half and half. It all depends on the type of woman you deal with, the type of man you deal with. But if a motherfucker, if a motherfucker say something and it ain't detrimental to you, you know what I'm saying? Whether he right or wrong, it ain't gonna affect nothing. Then let the motherfucker see for himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But no. Not saying you in particular, but women, motherfucker, this, that, and other. You got to argue with me. You got to argue.
Right.
Like I said, a lot of times you'll figure out, and a lot of times you'll see that a motherfucker will come to you and say, damn, hey, baby, you right. I'm sorry. You was right. I was wrong.
Yeah,
but
you
motherfuckers
want
to go toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow. Then when the motherfucker don't get no fuck, was like, man, fuck this damn bitch. And say this, that, and other, then here come the problem. I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, and all bullshit aside, is that you should want in every aspect, I'm not saying kiss his ass, Lord knows I'm not saying that, I don't want a woman that's going to kiss my ass, I want a woman that's going to be able to operate and think and do for herself, but just make that man feel like he worth something, then shit, I guarantee you, if you got a good dude, he going to make you feel like you worth something. But if you make him feel like shit, you best believe he going to try to make you feel like shit, too.
Yeah, but, you know, and that ain't always the case because some people, I've learned a big lesson this year. What I learned was people will definitely take your kindness for weakness. And you can be as good as you get. Some people will take that for your weakness, and you starting to make you feel like that's a damn weakness, too. And then that'll make your ass harden back up on a person. Not saying exactly your mate, but, you know, yeah, definitely your mate. You see what I'm saying?
So you could be a
okay, but now one thing I have learned, and you right, but one thing I have learned is that I can't get mad. I can't take my anger out on you on the fact that what the motherfucker behind you done did. I mean, I ain't no better than the motherfucker that I got into it with. If I'm saying fuck the word, all bitches ain't shit, then because of this one female said this or this one female treated me that way, shit, I mean, I'm sitting there putting you in the hole where I ain't never met you, I don't know shit about you, and I'm sitting there saying you ain't shit. I'm saying you ain't shit because the past motherfucker did something to me, or I'm trying to prove a point to the motherfucking world. You know, fucking my pride ain't gonna let me say that you a good woman because I don't want motherfuckers to sit there and say, "Oh man, that nigga soft, man. That nigga soft, man. He said she this, she that."
Then you realize you had the only time you realize that you had a good woman or man is when the shit is all over and really ain't no turning back. So it's like on
exactly.
And then you ain't gonna.
And then when you go to the next, then that motherfucker ain't half the motherfucker that you had.
Hello, exactly. Then that girl shoulda, coulda, woulda, but you know,
right.
The man falls for you.
No, that's when you motherfuckers trying to fuck up and try to put your own laws into the man laws. Now, if you follow the man laws, you will see. I'm telling you.
Some men take women's dedication for desperation, and it's a big-ass difference. And some don't know the difference. Like, all that, like you said, no arguing, all that shit. They're like, oh, I got this bitch. So that means they feel like they can say whatever the hell they want to say to you. So this
you know what, now, if you run into a motherfucker like that, I'm going to tell you, walk away from me.
Run.
I'm be honest with you. Walk away from him. If you run into a motherfucker like that, walk the fuck away from him. If he's sitting there acting like that, please walk away from them. But, I mean, like I said, we all go through our trials and tribulations. I mean, shit, you got, and I'm going to tell you, it's hard enough being a motherfucking, being a black man right now in this motherfucking day and age, man, it's like a motherfucking shit. It's like back in the slave time. Motherfuckers don't want to give you shit. Motherfuckers ain't trying to help you. I mean, granted, you got to stand on your own 10 toes, but shit, goddamn, I mean, you got to go through that every day. And then when you want to come home and your motherfucking sanctuary ain't nothing but chaos, shit, I mean, now you treating every motherfucking woman better. I'm not saying that's a good thing to do, but that's what a lot of motherfuckers do. When you come home and your sanctuary ain't right, shit, then you got a bitter, angry motherfucker that's mad at the world. Now, if you can sit there and say that shit, man, at the end of the day, and I'm not saying every day going to be pleasant because it's not, shit. Yeah. You got your faults, I got mine. But goddamn, if at the end of the day we can sit there and come to it and sit down and say, all right, well, you know, this is what happened, that's what happened, I apologize for this, I apologize for that, then, I mean, cool. But if you find yourself, I mean, as women, if you find yourself constantly apologizing,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then yeah, it's something wrong. But then that's just like, I mean, but you got to look at a man. A man ain't gonna keep constantly apologizing for the same shit neither.
Not even apologizing. It's just recognizing your own fault. Like you said, we all got faults. But some people feel like they don't have no fault. Like shit.
Exactly. That I agree with you with. When a motherfucker, I mean, I joke and jive and say I ain't never wrong. I might go shit about the wrong way, but I ain't never wrong. But you know. We all make mistakes. We all wrong. Ain't none of us perfect. But you know, when you actually walk around like shit, you can't tell me in no argument, in no relationship, that one motherfucker calls all the arguments.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One motherfucker don't, and when you constantly hear, well, I did this because you did that, or I did. No. You did it because you wanted to do it. I mean, that's just like if I said something fucked up to you, I said it because I wanted to say it. And did nobody make me say it? Nobody put no gun in my head to make me say it. I said it because I wanted to say it. Whether it was right or wrong, I said it because I wanted to say it.
Right. And there's the benediction. You ain't so bad after all, Cass. All right. That's fine.
You just know man laws is man laws. That's all.
See, he was doing so good. Just chill.
I mean, you know, it wouldn't be me if I ain't, you know.
What?
Wouldn't be me if I was just all the way nice. I'm not gonna be an asshole at some point in time.
Yeah, you know, especially I don't know what it is. I thought you was cool, but you know, you gotta go upside your head every 3 years. That's what it is.
You gotta give me head every 3 years. Is that what you said?
I didn't say that shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh Lord, I didn't say that.
I'm about to say, well, if you must.
Oh, my Lord. You better shut up and ain't got nothing to do with no man law.
Man law. Shit, I'm about to write it down. Man law 23. Each friend got a good hand. Okay. All right.
No, nothing
is
that a place.
Boy, y'all is silly. All right, y'all, we're going to have to get out of here. Before it's all said. Selena, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, F a man law. Have a good evening.
Damn, that show ain't shit, though. Fonda, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all.
You got any last words for us tonight?
No, except for I can't obey every last one of them laws. I can obey like four.
I thought
four
you just
of
said
them.
No.
I said no. I can't obey.
How you gonna say no and then start talking?
Don't be using my words against me and don't judge me.
All right, okay. Define, you got any last words?
Yeah, I enjoyed y'all. See y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Janine, baby, any last words for us?
Great show. It was nice listening to all that. Oh, yeah, the man law. Guess I take a look at it one day. Maybe a bad. Maybe I won't. But I'll be on here tomorrow.
Your motherfucking head busted. That's the problem. All right, motherfuckers always in the ER. Your motherfucker don't want to listen. We see Sunshine. She ain't want to talk to us today. She just wants to listen. Shit. Maybe, you know what? I'm pretty sure she probably put some of them man laws to effect. That's why she doing what she got to do. Go ahead, girl. Suck it hard. Get him off. Man law. All right, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. SinCityRadio.ding.com. Tell a friend. You know how we do. We get down, man. Hey, check it out. We doing new shit. I'm telling y'all, 2013, we on some new shit. I mean, shit. Site going to be a little bit more wilder, which means that's a good thing. Everybody get on there. Defiant, you ain't been on there in a minute. Get your ass on there. LaFonda, you ain't been on there in a minute. Sunshine, you ain't been on there in a minute. Let's get on there. Let's post some shit. Let's get it in. Let's make sense. Hey, like I keep telling y'all, SinCityRadio.ning.com. We try to make that the new Facebook. We try to get every motherfucker on now. So until tomorrow, y'all. Peace.